and get rid of this goddamn car.
Oh my God.
We're back.
This is the, I sit on my phone for fucking 3 hours.
God, you're such
everybody a... Everybody just on their phone. All right, so yeah, we're back. We just got done watching goddamn Sonic the Hedgehog 3, bro.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir.
Keegan, since you were meat riding the fuck out of the movie, your thoughts?
Shit was gas. I don't know what the fuck you guys
He fucking
about.
Loved it.
He loved it, bro. You were kicking your feet up. Like a little girl. This is whoopee, woo.
Dude, I actually felt up your ass. It was a little wet.
That's...
It was sickening.
I didn't even know we were going there just yet. No. That's crazy, but okay.
Yeah, no,
you didn't smell it?
No.
Oh, okay, that's good. No. You didn't sit. You weren't sitting next to him.
No, I was reaching my hand in the popcorn bucket, not looking for popcorn.
his cock was soft, but his ass was wet.
Shut up! You like it? I didn't think it was a bad movie. I just I told you all earlier. Like, I think there's some movies that are marketed for children that the adults can take their kids to and also enjoy. And then I think there's some movies that are marketed to children and just children. Okay, that's right. I knew what it was. The Lego Movie. That was a perfect example. Like, you could go, anybody could go watch, the Lego Movie, and you could like it. You could enjoy it. And I'm not just saying that because, I fuck with Legos or whatever it is.
Right. Well, no one, dislikes Lego.
No, 100%.
Everyone's, at least neutral on it.
Right. Yeah, speaking of children, though, I gotta open my Pokemon cards. Right
hey, now. He's literally opening his Pokemon cards.
That's okay. You and I can carry the show.
No, but I think the movie was okay. I just don't think it was,
I didn't get shit.
Yeah, that's called karma. I just don't think it was to die for. I like Jim Carrey a lot. I think he did excellent.
No, it definitely was a corny ass movie, but you have.
I'm glad you're done opening your Pokemon cards.
Yeah, it took me 2 seconds. I will say that it was a corny ass fucking movie. I didn't like some of the fucking dialogue or whatever. But it was a fun movie.
Oh, it was a fun movie. There's
gonna lie. Shadow the Hedgehog fucking
Shadow made
gas.
The movie. Would you have liked the movie if Shadow wasn't in it? No. Probably not. Exactly.
Well, did you like the other two Sonic movies?
Yeah,
you did.
They were fun movies.
They didn't have Shadow.
They didn't have Shadow, but Shadow made it times
Your ass
10.
Gets wet for Sonic. It's okay if you fanboy over some shit.
Listen,
you know?
Dude, I'm a fucking.
I'm just gonna.
I'm a.
So what this actually is like an NA, but for Keegan and Sonic.
Sure.
I'm just a Chris. A Chris Chan enthusiast, dude. So I also like
Sonic. So what is your infatuation with Sonic or Chris Chan or Chris Chan's infatuation?
They
with Sonic?
Both go hand in hand.
Actually, isn't it fucked up? As a society, there's so many people that just take such cool childish things okay, Pokemon, right, for example.
My Little Pony.
And they're just these nice, wholesome IPs.
Right.
And then they just sexualize the fuck out of them.
It's called autism.
But I don't think autism is that. I don't
think. No, it definitely, there is a level of autism to
I don't
people.
Know.
There's levels.
No, I'm serious. There's every person that I've ever met that has a fucking weird cartoon perversion, they're on the spectrum. In a bad way.
I don't know. Perverting the innocent in an animation.
Yeah, but
sounds
some
other group.
Okay,
that we know.
I'll be.
If I'm being honest, most fucking My Little Pony.
I'll be going
fans
through my Instagram reels, bro, and I see memes
that's
like people that are
thing.
I mean, this has been happening forever, but you know what I'm talking about, bro. The certain Pokemons that people are just. But I feel like it goes between the line of Pokemon problem to furries and shit
right.
that. Like, I feel like with anything that's anthropomorphic, they'll find a way to sexualize it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I had a comment about Tails during the movie. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah. I mean, fucking these things, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing.
Okay. I also did make a backhanded comment about the Twi'leks in Star Wars.
If we were watching The My Little Pony and you were making
jokes
different.
That's no.
Then we're
going to
make you seriously suspect.
To be fair, if we're in My Little Pony's movie.
In the alternate world where, for example, I or maybe Javen were a brony, stone me to death.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna do more than that.
Do something disrespect my dead body, bro.
You're getting electroshock therapy and then stoned to death, and then we're gonna dunk you in a vat of chocolate fucking. Nutella,
sure.
And then put you on an.
I might like that.
We're gonna tie you.
We're gonna
tie you to a post that's on top of an anthill, and watch you fucking suffer as a mentally disabled man after the electroshock therapy.
Hey, I feel like so many people are racist, bro, but they're picking the wrong, they're picking the wrong way to, hate a fucking subsection of people.
Right.
Hate the furries, the bronies, the fucking, you know what I mean?
No,
sure,
people,
yeah.
There's so much better things
to
hate.
We've done this thing in society where it's people with autism, we have to protect, them.
Actually, that's a good point. The fact that they're a protected
status. Once they hit, Oh,
she had it out, man. She can't handle this racist podcast.
She can't handle it.
I was going to have her grab me a beer. Well, not a beer, but you know what I mean? Like, fetch me a beer. I'm sorry. My bad. Anyway, but
put your cock away.
Just text your brother. Just text your brother. Like, fetch some refreshments.
I'm going to get up.
Okay. But no, like, definitely. It's like, you know, there are like people who, and I don't want to sound fucking retarded saying this, but like people who like are genuinely autistic, but they like, they overfatuate, like they have this over infatuation, I guess is the word,
sure,
like for like something, like a childhood cartoon or something.
Yeah.
But then like, I don't know, like they either get like molested or there's something that goes on. There's something that goes on. Like
what?
That happens that causes them to like
think
you
about
know,
Jeffrey Dahmer though.
Yeah, I mean, he got molested while he was gutting a fish his dad's
fish. I wasn't even really talking about him getting molested, but like his dad used to take him and they go like hunt and then they do fucking, you know, their simulator, fucking taxidermy, cut open dead animals. And like a young mind's probably looking at that being like, like, you know what I mean? Like fucking geeking out.
I don't know. I think because like there, I don't know. There's probably some weird thing like, you know, around
Stevia.
Like
brand deal.
Fuck you, Stevie.
Please sponsor
us.
They're really good.
They won't.
They're fucking good.
They won't. You know what?
I'm
going to change directions. Fuck entirely what I was talking about because, you know, I'm getting derailed.
Well, I had a point.
No, my point is the people that fucking work for Zevia, like the Zevia company, they're probably all like fucking like, oh, we eat 3 pistachios a day and we go on a run type of people.
No, they're probably all fat.
Keegan,
that's why they
just ruined any brand deal opportunity we just had. Anyway,
no, listen, this is for fat people to get soda. This is,
here we go.
It's for the people.
Fucking cheers to that.
Half of all Americans are fat as fuck. They need something.
Yeah. No, they need to fucking, you know.
So
they,
you
know what?
They do need
something.
At what age, though? Let's kind of get back on topic here. So at what age do you think Chris Chan, for example, started like sexualizing Sonic?
Probably around his like beginning of adolescence. That's
so
usually
like,
where it occurs.
Like 13. I mean, I remember getting a boner to like fucking Megan Fox and Transformers, but that's different though. You know what I mean?
Right. That's,
you know,
like a grown ass.
You know what
kind
of makes sense though, in like a fucking, you know, an autistic brain first developing. You jack off a couple times and you're like, oh, I like jerking off. I also like Sonic. Those wires are too easily connected.
I see where he's going with this.
It's too close. Like, and then like, you know, add on top of like, you know, a molestation thing. I feel like that also just strongly ties into it. I don't think
he was.
I think
like,
Chris Chan does the molesting.
I mean,
sure.
it's possible.
Molestation's
no
just
clue.
A floodgate for
but,
all sorts of fucking
yeah,
sexual
but
disorders.
Like, especially when the person is autistic, I feel like that like doubles down on them being like,
yeah,
extremely sexual with the thing.
Right. Because that's the thing. It's like they're the brain wires in their head are too easily crossed with everything else.
Yeah.
Because when I was 13, I wasn't fucking jacking off to Battlefield 4.
No.
I was able to distinguish that men was what I preferred.
No, I found, sure. I found
that was me recording to Snapchat, by the way. Anyway, but yeah, no, I don't know. I think like my peak jerking off era was probably from the ages of 12 to like kind of like 16, 17. It just got boring at a certain point. You know what I mean? It just got
your
like
dick got rubbed off.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a nub.
I wouldn't even
your
call
dick
it.
Got
I don't
rubbed
know.
Off.
I mean, I'm being serious. I think it just got boring because you like, you know, every, you know, adolescent man, you know, discovers porn.
Right.
See, sure. I don't know. I feel like porn never sat right with me because then, like, you know, you're scrolling, and then you're seeing some weird
sure.
shit.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then it's like, okay, I don't even want to watch this anymore.
Interesting. That turned you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
So now you just jack off to the thoughts.
To the thought. Your imagination's your best friend, dude. Don't
it
sit there and be like, oh, my phone's dead. Well, you know.
It's nice.
You've been camping. You've been on a camping trip and you fucking don't. David, don't do that right now.
You
dude.
Think no, of an no. ex-girlfriend and you fucking take your sock off. And you're like, I have to make it clean. I can't get cum all over this rented tent.
That's true. That's true.
I can't.
Yeah, I've stayed away from
if
porn
they find
last
semen
months.
Or blood, they're going to think
good,
I'm either
bro.
A pedophile or
oh,
a murderer.
Yeah. Definitely a lot happier.
That's good, bro. That shit makes you depressed, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more likely to like actually go out, even though. How much I hate it. It's
yeah. Well, I think, no, I mean, especially where we're at right now, bro. Like, you have nothing to go out for, bro. What?
A pussy.
I mean, no, but the same truth is. Excuse me. the same Trishas you went to high school with, or like fucking the what, the fucking single mom that got a babysitter tonight? You know what right. I mean? Like, what are you really going out for? You want a fucking party? You go to a city. You go to a party city, bro. You go to Hollywood. You go to fucking.
That's
Phoenix,
true. It is all about intentions. I should want to go to the bar to go have a.
Bro,
good
I'm
time,
telling you, right. I'm taking him to North. Shit. I'm taking him to North Hollywood, Javen. Taking him, and we're fucking.
Oh,
I'm showing him
would,
how we get down.
Would slay in North Hollywood.
Yeah, slay is yeah. the word as hip with the kids these
yeah.
days.
And by slay, I mean get slayed by all the Hollywood execs.
I'm gonna take him to a gay
take
dive
him
bar.
A fucking basement.
A gay dive bar.
I'm gonna take oh, him to a gay dive bar.
Oh, you've right. got a show.
Dive bar
huh?
in Culver City, if you know what I'm talking about. That's where I'm taking you.
Wait,
Dover
in,
City?
In
Culver City.
Culver City, they have a bar called Dive Bar.
No, it's like a dive. It's like a gay bar. I call it a dive bar because it's like
gay bars are
like
probably
because I was like in Vegas, they have a bar that's called Dive Bar.
You know what they don't have out here, bro? Which doesn't surprise me. Like an after hours. Do you know what that is?
No.
So normally in these big cities, regulation is like you got to close the club at like, you know, 1-2 o'clock.
Right.
But then there's like all these bitches. Oh my God, I still want to drink. Like, you know, they want to go somewhere. Yeah. So like in these big cities, like in Hollywood, I can name like 3 like after hour spots.
Really?
Spots
so kind of
open
a speakeasy.
From, you know, fucking, yeah, not a speakeasy, but just like places people will go that are going to be open longer because they're not
They can skirt past the law.
They can skirt past
they're
the law
a gray
for
area
because they're not the, like the, a club the, or a fucking whatever.
They're
it
like
is.
A coffee shop that
they're
also
like
serves
a,
booze.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
that and they're in like a
leave
financially poor area.
Leave it to regulation to ruin. The
That's
speakeasy.
Why the cops don't come
hey,
by and.
Hey, but you know what? On a different subject, though, fucking this little thing that what Keegan had to you know take a step away from this, and me and Javen had to kind of take the reins here. This new Pokemon
That's not
game.
True.
This new Pokemon game is pretty cool. I'm not normally a you know do you got games
the
on your phone type
of
person.
The amount of times you talk to the camera, what the fuck?
I just look at it, dude. Why not?
He can see his reflection of himself in the lens.
I do, bro.
Just,
I'm
he
like,
just, he's like he's getting horny. He's getting.
I
horny
do. I like it, bro. I mean, it's like self-aware.
He's
right?
getting horny, looking at himself, and then he's also playing Pokemon, so he's gonna develop a Pokemon like fucking fetish.
Right. Wait.
You already have one.
I balls dropped.
Balls dropped.
Looked at it again.
See?
Yep.
See?
And your balls are gonna drop.
Anyway,
on
but
a pack
yeah, this
cards.
Pokemon game. We're opening some Pokemon cards
Fuck,
right
I
now.
I hate this game.
You hate it? What do you mean? You just fucking
I hate it because it's eating all my time.
It takes no time.
It's
look at that, look at that. Are we gonna get something cool? Let's see. Nope.
I hate it because like
your definition of
no,
your
I hate
time
it because like I have this fucking thing about nostalgia bait. I don't like being nostalgia baited into shit. And it's like, I liked Pokemon cards as a kid.
Sure.
But now, like, they've got this game in your fucking pocket, and it's like, Jesus Christ, again? Like,
everything that we used to love as children has been turned into products for the addicted.
Yeah. That's why Funko Pops are fucking gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying that.
It feeds into our, you know, all these kids that grew up with Pokemon, fucking Beyblades, you know, whatever, Star Wars, they're all adults now.
Yeah.
And they're all adults who like to gamble.
Yeah.
They love the slot machines. Now, the slot machines are gross because it smells like cigarettes and you might actually get laid for once in your fucking life. So, what do you have to do? Put the gambling on the phone and slap it with some fucking cartoon label. Pokemon, Star Wars,
yeah,
Angry Birds.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Whatever freak shit you were into as a child.
Now you can jerk off to it on your phone.
You can jerk off to it now. That changes things. It's like fucking band camp. Oh, I want to go to band camp. I'm an adult. No. It's different when you can fuck other people. You can't go to band camp. That's
you
over.
Can't go to band camp. There's children there.
Enjoying art is over. Stay in your fucking lane and your cage. And
eat your fucking,
stay in your lane.
Eat your grub gruel and
you know,
fucking go to work. And nothing good exists anymore. Art
well, no,
is fucking
it doesn't
dead.
Have to be that
AI
cynical.
Is fucking taking over the fucking planet. Next thing you know, I can't jerk off anymore. There's a robot
Here's the
sucking
thing.
My
Here's
dick.
The thing. For how many people get sucked into this like gay shit that they used to love as a child, there's
right.
so many gay things you can get into as an adult to make money off of.
Like
Fleece
what?
These retards. Exactly. Now.
Okay, can we point out yeah. there's something? So I got, because, you know, I'm not going to lie, my feelings are kind of hurt. Okay. I got made fun of. For looking at the camera, but Keegan, same person that said that, fart sound affected you, and now me, in the middle of your, I just thought that was, I just wanted to know if you
what,
felt the same.
What, thought that was rude?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, man, I don't know.
Listen, that's like come off a duck's back for him.
Yeah. Whoa.
No.
Never mind, guys. No.
This is the thing. The black table. This is where the shit flies. Feelings don't exist.
Yeah, you're right.
I've screamed at Keegan.
You know what? I take it back. Fuck you, Keegan.
Okay.
Exactly.
My feelings aren't hurt. You know what? Your feelings are hurt.
I'm just thumbing the clit of my
okay. What he really is the kind of the show runner, but also the show monkey. He just
the monkey.
Like runs around.
Yeah.
Does cool little tricks.
I gotta get like a little
do a trick, monkey.
Do a trick, monkey.
Nice
go stand on the corner.
See, isn't it nice to be mean to each other?
Yeah, I like it, actually.
It's fun.
I kind of like it. What's better, though, being mean to your homies or being like inadvertently gay to your homies?
I mean,
being gay is a sin, so no.
Shit, can I be mean to one of your cocks? Is that how this works?
Whoa, you're going to abuse my dick?
Yeah.
You're going to sit there and scream obscenities at my dick?
Have you ever had this happen where she's sucking you off and then she flicks your nut? Flicks your testicle while that happens? No.
I mean, she'll caress. I shouldn't even talk about this on here, but yeah.
You talk about whatever you want, dude.
You're right. Yeah. So, I've had my huevos caressed.
Sure.
I'm going to look at the camera again. Caressed. Like this.
See, now it's a visual.
See, now it's a visual. See, is it all that bad? Anyway. But no, never like flicked. Like, say this is shaft in hand. Because shaft in hand.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I never had it flicked. I had one girl trying like
that's a dominant thing.
Trying like eat my ass from that position, you know,
yeah,
I freaked out.
I feel like most people have.
Wait, that's have you had it?
Like almost
have
almost.
Had your
she
ass
starts
eaten?
Tongue in the gooch and you're like while like.
Do you like that?
Ball. No.
Okay, good. Thank you. I was
dude,
gonna
for
have
for
to get
women
up and
out
leave.
There licking a straight man's ass. That's risky.
I
there's
say,
nothing that goes on back
I
there.
Say yeah. No. I say no because
it's just a shitter.
Well, yeah. No, because some girls say, oh,
I'm just like I don't want my hemorrhoids fucking licked. Okay?
No, but some right. girls, their defense is like, oh, well, your G spot's in your ass. It's like okay, and I don't want my G spot touched.
Yeah, but like fucking you know? Most dudes aren't ready for that.
No, actually, there's this dude who I won't name on here because I can't even give him the clout. fucking who like was a big bully like you know when I was in middle school and stuff
right.
And then even now you know got a little something going on here and I see him and he's still a bully and a loser anyway but
love
I come
it.
To find out this guy's ex-girlfriend told me that like he likes getting fucked in the ass.
That's
so it makes
awesome.
Me feel a lot better about like you know what I mean because like as the man you just want to testosterone solve all your problems like
yeah.
Oh violence fight me but like it makes me feel better because it's like oh but dude you like you get fucked in the ass so like you know what I mean
see you're yeah
you know what yeah
you're femme.
Yeah, it's like you're
a
femme,
now.
Bro. Like, you're a chick. Like, I can't do that to you. It's
getting
not
getting dominated in the bedroom is definitely a big faux
it's
pas.
A, yeah. Like, for example, like what, like my ex, bro, I found out the dude that came before me, and I used to hate this guy because I was like, oh, man. Like, you know how it goes. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're like, you know, the whole ex-boyfriend thing. See, I used to have this whole thing, like, you know, tough guy. Oh, fuck this dude. But then I found out after me and her broke up that he actually used to dress up in, like, a maid costume, and she would peg him.
That's kind of hot.
Bro, no, dude. fart noise, bro. Like, hell nah.
No, dude, go the hell. Do the perk 31.
Hey, can you actually? Can you get a hawk to
no, dude. That? Fucking
hell
honestly,
no.
You gotta
please.
Be, hell you gotta no. be pretty, cause he's that guy wasn't gay, was he?
Which guy?
The guy you're talking about.
No, he wasn't
gay.
I mean,
no, see,
maybe.
No, he wasn't gay. He's that confident in his sexuality. He's just yeah, whatever. I'll just get fucked in the ass. It's whatever. I still prefer women.
He's just that much of a G.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm biased because in the second episode of the show, I detailed how I got how I fucked myself with a hairbrush one time as a minor. So
wait,
I'm,
hold
I'm,
up,
I'm,
stop,
I'm
stop,
biased.
Stop, 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 stop. No. So
listen,
yeah,
we'll
any chance we had of this going on YouTube is fucking out the window now. So hold up, we're making a fucking Patreon.
No, hey, hold on.
So look,
subscribe
you
to the Patreon.
You fucked yourself with a fucking.
Okay, go to any supermarket. Look at the hairbrushes.
The hairbrushes.
Hold on,
hairbrushes.
Supermarket?
I'll be right back.
Yes. I'm taking what? Keegan's spot and his fucking headset for the time being.
Stay exactly where you are.
Fine. I just kind of
if
I got
you,
uncomfortable.
It's bizarre because whenever you look at the feminine hairbrush products, their handles are often phallic shaped. It's very strange. It's very strange when you look up like a you know. Little girl's hairbrush.
No, Javen,
and
that's
the
not my concern.
Literally.
Did you fuck yourself?
Yes.
No, dude. What the fuck? Okay, so let's go over this. Now, like, what led to that? You just. It
was
just
fucking curiosity. I was like, a fuck.
Was it just in and out and it was done?
No. Oh, hell no. Nah. See what I mean? That's
dude.
Like a, that's a girl's hairbrush, isn't it?
No, dude. Did you know that, Johnny? Did you know that? Tell him what you just fucking told me.
He probably heard it.
You know what? Come over here.
What? What?
There you go. So yeah, as his brother, do you co-sign that? Give him a hug again while you're co-signing it too. You fucked it. No, tell him right now.
I just did. You heard. Listen, sodomy is not a fucking, you know, it's not a faux pas anymore. You can do it if you want.
That's horrible, dude. That's horrible.
Why is that horrible?
How old were you, bro?
I was like fucking, what, like 14, 15?
God damn.
Did you use one that was like ribbed?
Yeah.
No.
For sure he did. No. I'm fucking laughing. No, I don't even want to touch it after that.
Listen,
dude.
Fucking married men of like 10 years have gotten their ass licked and ass fucked. It's whatever.
No, look, does it take away from your manhood? No, you were 14. Do I think it's sure. a little weird because I wasn't doing that shit when I was 14? Maybe. Do I still love you? Yes.
Well, thank you.
I got you, bro. Say it back.
Love you too, bro.
Thank you.
You guys are fucking faggots.
Bro, I just told him to tell me he loves me back, bro.
I was young.
Were you fucking yourself in the ass with a fucking hairbrush when you were 14? Fucking A, bro.
That's some
Lord. Well, if anyone's...
that's nice.
I gotta figure out the cable.
Okay, where were we at after I was
I don't know. I was talking about Pokemon cards or something.
Anyway, no, we're back on.
I heard the camera stop recording, so I got up and got
water.
What
did you?
Yeah.
Oh, when did it stop?
I don't know.
Whatever, we'll figure it out. Like, did it start right when
I said
the word
hairbrush? Well, regardless, there's audio, and then in the audio, this will be the same audio where there's no camera involved, and Keegan's making fun of me for looking in the camera. And everybody's like, what the fuck, what camera are you talking
about?
Wait,
why are you saying Keegan? Am I getting gaslit? I was the one who called it
no,
out.
No, I'll do
oh,
some shit.
Oh, you called it
I'll
out?
Do some shit.
Okay, you know what, never mind. I take it back. Javen, fuck
you.
Were you
not here? I was like, bro, why are you looking at the camera all the time?
No, it's okay, you're right. Okay. I don't know, maybe...
Is it still recording? Okay, cool.
Hell yeah.
Is that like trauma issues, you think? Like he said it, but I took it out on you. Is that like a trauma response as
maybe.
Someone would
no,
call
I mean,
it?
Keegan's a far better punching bag. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't.
Thicker. No, you.
No, he's dense, but I'm just like, no, he's thicker, but I'm dense. That's.
Yeah, that makes
emotionally,
sense.
Emotionally. Sure. Like, he's emotionally thick, but I'm the dense one. Like, it's hard to get to
yeah.
me. It's hard to get to me, you know? Talk to me. Hawk-a-tua.
Hey, Hawk-tua. $53 million stolen.
Is this marijuana?
No, it's nicotine, bro.
Are you lying to me?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding, bro. It's nicotine. Oh, you can smoke it, bro. Haha, there's marijuana in there. You're fucked. I'm just kidding, bro. Am I kidding? You guys have to find out.
Dude. Oof.
Yeah, that's nicotine.
That's awesome.
You like that?
That's awesome.
You like that flavor? Hit it again, bro. Yeah. Hey, and that,
shit,
right?
Give me a bump.
Yeah, give me a bump right now. Yeah, cheers, dude.
I stopped vaping because like, I get like sick off of them, like I get like flu like symptoms.
Oh yeah,
that's why I went back to smoking cigarettes.
I feel like shit every day, bro. I fucking hate that shit.
That's why I went back to smoking cigarettes like a fucking real man.
Yeah, because that definitely solved. Because
I'm not. Yeah, no, I'm not a little bitch. I'm gonna get cancer either way.
I haven't vaped in so long.
So now Keegan's calling me a fucking bitch, guys. This is fucking
damn.
This is it, dude.
I haven't vaped in forever.
You liked it, huh? Oh, you did like it.
No.
I'm sorry.
Did like the vape.
I don't know why I had to. That wasn't necessary.
What?
Did you have any notes? Didn't you have notes for the show?
Yeah, I did. let's see what I got here.
There's
a lot of cool stuff that's happened this weekend.
That is true. I'm just like spacing out because I'm like,
oh, no worries.
I'm still thinking about Sonic. I'm waiting for Sonic 4 and they introduce Rouge the Bat so I can jerk off.
Oh, that'd my be cool. God, dude. Because
oh, yeah, okay. At the end, spoiler alert, they fucking show Amy Rose show up and she fucking like beats the shit out of Metal
Sonic.
It's going
to be a hot day in hell for
and
Keegan.
And I'm like, damn, dude, I might have to reignite the non-existent cartoon porn fetish that I didn't have. But I did actually have a friend that like, was... I had a friend that was bad. He had like an insane cartoon porn fetish. And I was like, what the fuck is this guy's problem?
That was crazy.
Like,
what did he have it on?
An iPod Touch.
An iPod Touch.
It was on an iPod
Damn.
Touch. He had like
down.
He had yeah. like a fucking terabyte of just cartoon porn on his iPod Touch.
Dude,
it was fucking crazy.
He put the touch.
Bro,
in.
You
I was
know
like,
what
I
cannot
see
circulate like
anymore.
All over. I think what was not Twitter. What was the one fucking
It was actually kind of a sad story.
What was it?
He didn't
bro?
Have any friends, did he? He was. Kind
I
of
kept
a
seeing it was on Twitter. Oddball. I kept seeing this like essentially like copypasta almost, and it was like a clip from like a cartoon porn video of like the character Blue from the fucking the imaginary friend. You know what I'm talking about?
The dog?
Not the dog. It was the what was that cartoon network show?
Oh, you're talking about Foster's Home for Imaginary
Foster's
Friends.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, and it's like the Blue guy, and he like you know transforms as he does, and he like does coitus with the fucking redhead chick.
Oh,
and it was like just like a GIF, and it
nanny?
Was like copy. Yeah, yeah.
He's fucking the nanny.
She kind of looks like Misty from Pokemon, right. Sort of.
Okay, I'm a little
like
lost.
Misty if she like dropped out of college and
got
sure.
a
cocaine
here. I'll
addiction.
Just find the video for you.
No,
what was the point here? What was the video?
The video was him fucking the chick. And
it was like
a 2 or 3 second gif.
Oh, okay. That's what we were talking about.
And he's just like beating her shit down. I'm like, God dang it.
Yeah. Well, okay. That guy that had all the shit on the
this
iPod
show.
Touch, I never saw
that. Foster's
I recognize
it.
That
was
okay.
a good show, dude.
I'm sure it was. This kid that had the shit on the iPod Touch, it was kind of a tragic tale because he had you and a couple other people as kind of buddies that he would speak to.
Right.
And then by the time he's like showed you his deep dark
by
secret,
the time
everyone
he fucking stole
him.
His iPod Touch as like a joke and then yeah. we found out like he was, you know.
Deep in a hole.
It, you know, I will say it's fucked up we stole the kid's iPod Touch
sure.
if we're looking through it, but you know. Like,
that's what kids do. They're fucked up.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up that he had all that on his phone. We were
Dude.
All like... Yikes, we can't be friends with this guy anymore.
No, he's
he's got some deep-seated fucking issues somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Fucked
like,
up, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this Christmas, everyone is dependent on Amazon this year.
Right. Really?
Aren't
in the
they
past
on strike?
Couple years.
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure.
Thanks for blowing the load, nutsack. Anyway, so let's move on to the next thing I had planned on the notes. Fucking Fuck building it up. Fuck it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like I didn't know you had a
no,
bit.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I told him earlier. This is why you can't talk to him.
Who, when, Keegan?
Yeah, because I'm like on r/podcast. Those fucking you know psychotic losers are like, if you have a podcast with friends, don't speak with them for months up until you do the episode.
You
it's
can't.
Like,
you can't talk to your friends for months. You have to bottle it all up inside.
Go to
prison.
Lock yourself up into solitary
oh my
confinement
God,
before you start.
Dude,
so you
that's
can
ridiculous.
Have shit to talk about. It's like, no, dude, I got shit going on.
You'll blow your load as soon as you meet in public. You'll come all over the place.
Yeah, so
with words.
Fucking the Amazon strike. Amazon workers are on strike. And they're threatening to, yeah, they're threatening to do it this Christmas while everything's in the fucking mail. Everybody's Christmas gift's
going
to
awesome.
Get delayed.
I hope that happens because I didn't order shit for
yeah,
anybody.
Yeah, but look, if you're the shitty parent that's doing the fucking shopping a week before, you fucked up, dude.
You did. You
because
did.
Look, at when I was a youngster, dude, my mom and dad, dude, or my mom at least, my dad kind of was just like the bread supplier. But like, you know, my mom would hit Kmart layaway, dude, in
Wait,
October.
So your dad was the bread supplier and she was the head supplier?
Layaway. I remember that. I remember that.
Sorry, not to talk about your mom.
Bro,
like that, but
I have two rules, bro.
I know you have two rules.
And rule number one is not talking about my motherfucking mama.
I can't help it. I can't help it. I'm retarded. I like, you know, when you say when you bring
God
up your mom
it,
and you throw around words that
That's
like,
it, dude.
Are vaguely could be used in a sexual term.
That's it, bro. Me and Keegan are signing up for fucking influencer boxing, bro. That's
dude,
it, bro.
Dude.
We're fucking preliming on the next Jake Paul card, bro.
All,
right. Fuck
yeah.
All you have to do to get him back is ask him about his
I just got to gain a good fucking 60 pounds. We're fucking good, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be fucking good, dude. It's ask on me. Now, bro. You drop the fucking ball, Keegan.
We're going to be on fucking, what the fuck is that shit called? The influencer boxing? It's
Days In or whatever.
No,
I don't know how you call
it's,
it.
It's.
So are you talking about the promoter?
Oh, I know what it's called. It's called gay.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Gay
thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
wow.
you,
Jay. Turn it on me. It's all right. It's
thank
cool.
you, Jay.
Whatever.
Not you. I'm
just
not
kidding.
In it.
Whatever, bro.
You don't have the followers to get in it, bro.
Damn. Me and my army of 600 followers.
That's pretty.
Hey, bring them this way. Bring them this way.
No,
I need some credit.
They don't like us.
No,
they're
going to
be like
these guys are fucking racist, homophobic, fucking. Because
you make
know,
cool shit.
Javen?
You made
of shit. Pieces of shit fucking. Those motherfuckers, you know, they be saying the fucking the word.
Mm-hmm. Well, you make cool shit. You made that like little documentary, right?
Yeah, so I mean, I've been making videos though.
You've
for
been
so long.
You've been learning
yeah.
how to edit, and like,
I think
so.
I started editing, bro, when I was because it started like at the skate park, bro. We'd make like montage videos, like you've seen like old
yeah.
skate videos.
Yeah.
You do it with like fucking you know the skaters. Really, it was the scooters, bro. Like I could pull up some crazy scooter
fucking
trick
scooter
video,
kid.
Bros.
That's
like, dude,
cool.
like. that's where the editing really started. But yeah, I really haven't like actually took it like serious though up until about probably about last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I got tons of videos. Like I do editing for like the car. Like I have a bunch of friends in like the car scene and stuff like that. So I'll do that. But just recently I've been locked in with like some of my homies that make music up in Dallas.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of like how I've been taking advantage of that because they've been coming down to like LA, like the west side of the country.
Right.
So I've been able to kind of do some stuff with them. But recently, though, I mean, like, I want to go, like, the next step with it, but I'm kind of just rolling with the punches and just seeing what opportunity comes my way. You know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
But, no, I don't think anybody that likes my shit would absolutely hate this. You know what I mean? I would hope they would, you know.
I mean, you go back and you listen to, like, what, 30-something episodes of me and Javen just saying the N-word, you'll probably like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they, like, do you think do you think the people that follow you would, like, pure, unadulterated bile for a half hour or an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Uninterrupted.
If they fuck with me, bro.
Yeah, we don't have any sponsors yet, so it's on. It technically is uninterrupted bile.
Yeah, it's right. if we ever get sponsors,
we're for the streets.
It'll be interrupted.
You said we're for the streets.
We're for the streets.
Also, yeah. This is like a super side comment, but I just wanted us to clarify. We can have like audio, like kind of like archive of it when Playboi Carti drops his album at the end of the year. If you don't hear from me after about 24 hours, call 911.
Okay. Have them do a health checkup?
A health checkup, yep. Send the SWAT team or some shit.
I guess you can have that happen. You can, like, call the fucking police and be like, hey, come by this address, like, once a month and just make sure they're still
alive. Somebody do that as a prank.
Really? A prank?
Yeah.
That's a funny prank.
That wasn't a prank.
No, it wasn't a prank.
All right, yeah, no, enough. But next question. You know what'd be funny though? Like Jeopardy, bro. Mm. Some Jeopardy style stuff.
But if you fuck it up, you go to jail.
Yeah.
No, they hang
jail
you.
Jailbreddy.
Yeah. If you fuck it up, you go on the sex
they
offender.
They fucking hang you.
Oh,
there you go.
That's a punishment. You can either win $1 million or be accused as a pedophile in the court of law.
Yes, dude. That's what I'm saying, bro. Fucking going places. Hey, these guys, they're moving on from saying the N-word to...
the C-word.
The C-word.
What?
Hey,
cunt?
I mean, Trump's president, so we can say faggot now.
I've been saying it since I was born.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know that.
Well, but you're like, you know,
I fucking glossily...
Me and Javen, we like to follow the rules. We're not as reckless as you.
Right,
so.
Right.
Well, we're not... Well, we're whiter than him.
I do like to drink and drive, so.
Who doesn't like to fucking drink and drive?
I mean, that's a fucking...
I've only really ever done it twice because I'd be getting scared of a DUI.
Yeah. I haven't done it in a few years.
But I've, you know, drove and drank twice.
This is pure satire. But yes.
Satire. I've never...
Yes.
Yeah, never in my life.
Driving at least once in my life, which was fun. It's actually really fun.
I mean, now,
to drink
do I drive stoned all the time? Every day, probably.
That was a hobby of mine for about like 8 months.
In my Lexus, bro, I used to drive stoned all the time, bro. All the time. It's the only way, bro. I mean, I literally, the car looked like I sold drugs, dude.
You had to, bro.
You fucking had to.
That's awesome.
And conveniently enough, every time I got pulled over in that car, I never had anything.
That's something. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I like how
that's
it works
good.
Like that.
That's sweet.
No, I mean,
I miss driving high. That was always nice.
That is awesome.
You go on a fucking, you know. I would waste like half a tank of gas on the weekend just fucking driving to nowhere.
I knew somebody who fucking like drove around like on LSD for fucking like.
Well, I mean, you know, multiple
for like most of
that.
Their trip, they just drove around town.
Dude, that's
and they
crazy.
Were like, I don't know what to do. I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm live fucking trying to finesse a young lady, bro. This is crazy.
That's why you're distracted. I'm trying to set up a call right now.
Oh, you are?
With who?
Austin.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Put him on, dude.
I'm trying to think of questions I want to ask him.
Hey, what about that Viper shit today, bro?
Oh.
I seen that shit. I was like, what the... Y'all were telling me about that.
Yeah, dude. This fucking...
Sorry, I apologize for the fucking few listeners. I'm being an autism kid trying to get laid. Sorry.
Well, we listened to a little Viper on the way to the movie.
We did. We did.
Dude, that guy, his discography
cowards,
is
I will say, my favorite MC, especially in that kind of subgenre of hip hop.
Yeah.
RXK beats Viper. I'm sorry, bro.
Probably.
RXK Nephew, you know who that is?
No.
This guy doesn't know about RXK Nephew, bro. Damn. Do your homework on RXK Nephew, bro.
Right. Homework. All right.
Man, I haven't done homework in fucking years.
Yeah, no. I kind of like this. Are you calling people in, bro? It makes me feel like important.
It's nice.
You know what I mean? I really do appreciate you guys having me on here, man.
Hello? Hello?
Ching Chongus.
Do I have it muted?
This is
the electric bungalow.
This is a regular suicide. No, fucking.
I don't know why I can't.
Suicide wellness call.
Hold on.
You know what, though? I wish, like, going back at how we started this, like, mm-hmm. How I brought up the Lego movie.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some movies, man, that just don't need a
Hello?
Fucking sequel.
Yeah.
This don't,
no,
you know what
Lego,
I mean?
Because I never watched the Lego movie, too.
Yeah, and I watched it, and it wasn't good. I mean,
wasn't
like, it was good. Like, it, you know, it had the same vibes. Like, it was funny, sure. You know what I mean? But, like, did we need the Lego movie, too? No.
No, not really.
No.
I mean, the first one was just fucking, it was gas. It was good.
No, for sure.
It's iconic.
You know, it's a shame. Like, for example, another big IP, Star Wars, right? Now, yes, I understand you do need the core of, you know, 6 Star Wars movies.
Sure.
But, like, you know, Disney just had to come in. 3 more that were literally, like, I mean,
right.
I remember when the trailer for Force Awakens came out, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it looked awesome.
It looked insane. But then I watched the movie, and I was like, oh, the movie was good. But I was kind of just over it after that.
Dude, it was the
there
same
was nothing
fucking
to remember.
Plot.
Same Gross. Plot as New Hope. The exact same plot.
I don't
like, know. To the T, dude. To the fucking T.
They should have waited 10 years. Because that's when all fucking, most of art
it
during
had been
that
about
time 10 period
years.
Was
I mean,
shit.
Yeah, there was the Clone Wars and there was a couple other things.
I mean,
but
wait 10 more years. Like, kind of where we're at now. I mean, when did that movie come out? Fucking
2015, so about
yeah,
10 years
so
ago.
So, like, because.
Damn,
all the,
really? Oh my God, 2025?
Yeah, fucking old, dude.
Holy
and they don't
fuck,
hold up.
They're getting
shit.
Old, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because, dude, most of the fucking art that came out during that time was doggy shit.
Yeah.
It was bad.
That is true.
2016, like 2022.
Yeah.
Most of, like, the feature
I just think,
films.
I think we're
bad.
Finally starting to steer away from, like, the woke culture that's, like, infiltrated Hollywood. I think we're, like, as a society, finally kind of taking a step away from that, which I'm, like, super thankful for.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean?
Netflix fucking nutted up. They're like, we don't really care.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
We're putting whatever we want.
Right.
And
but then
there's
Disney. Yeah. I'm not even, you know what? I'm actually not even going to touch, I'm not even going to touch a base on that.
On Disney?
No, you know what I am now. Yeah. So it's just like, like, for example, bro, for example,
I'm with you on that.
Anybody that knows me and is going to listen to what I'm about to say right now, if you don't agree with me, I don't give a fuck who you are, or what you say, you know I'm right, but you don't want to agree with me because you're scared of hurting other people's feelings. Why was the Little Mermaid black?
That's a great question.
Make that make sense to me, Javen.
Why
was she black? Does my statement mean I hate black women? No, I love black women. I love
the
black
funniest
women.
People, on average.
It's super funny.
Great.
But, like, why? What, you know what I mean? Was that necessary? No, I don't think so.
I mean, fuck, man. I don't know. I don't know why. Because, like, a lot of the videos
that's
came
like,
out at
okay,
the time.
Because,
like,
look, it, think of it like this.
The little girl, she's like, oh, my gosh, I can relate to Ariel now. It's like, all right, that's sweet and all.
Think of it like this, bro. So there's a new, like, live-action Lilo and Stitch movie coming out.
Sure.
If they came out, look it. If they came out and fucking Lilo was a little white girl, oh my God, the internet would have it would be a hot day in hell and Twitter.
Well, the Little Mermaid's different because her race wasn't even like thematic with the movie. I don't think.
No, 100%. No, 100%. I'm talking about like now to date. If they went and made the fucking Lilo from Lilo and Stitch a white girl.
Yes, they'd be.
Though she's living in Hawaii.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Or whatever it is, whatever the cultural appropriation is of the area.
That's a different, yeah, it's a different kind
dude,
of
dude, I'm agree with me when I say that the internet, it would be a hot day in fucking hell, bro.
Yes, it would be a
it would be crazy.
It'd
it would be, like,
funny.
Oh my God, it's a fucking white man agenda or whatever the fuck they'd call
sure.
it.
Sure.
Because don't get it twisted, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck when they change it up a little bit. Like, I don't care. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not no big executive. I don't, I mean, really, bro?
They were really just asking for fucking a bunch of people.
They were asking for a problem. They were asking for a fucking problem.
They should have made her a fucking a black man. That's what they should have done for even more, you know, controversy. You want the fucking clicks online?
They
should have
actually,
they should have
just deepfaked George Floyd.
Oh, you want okay? A real suggestion?
Nah, they should have used George Droid. You know about that shit?
What's Whoopi Goldberg?
Wait,
actually,
hold on. Too bad we can't black cast the Little Mermaid because they already did it. However, Lil Nas X would make a great fucking
like
a great Little Mermaid,
like a twink mermaid,
black twink guy to be the Little Mermaid. You know,
is your fucking call shit not working? You were really excited to fucking.
I don't know, Austin. Say something.
Shit, I might. Isn't that going through?
I don't know.
Can he hear us?
I know he can hear us.
Oh, so
that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. I'm just, yeah, he's live. He's live watching the show.
Yeah. Well, I might want to stop talking shit now.
Never mind. we're going back talking shit. You know, hey, a lot of people actually hated Will Smith as the genie in that new Aladdin movie. I doubt you watched that.
Here, okay, right. It wasn't because he was black, I'll tell you that. It's because he's a charisma vacuum.
Will Smith?
Yes.
Would you, I mean...
Because Robin Williams...
Elaborate.
To, right. Okay, Robin Williams, to fill his shoes, you need to seriously step up your fucking like stage presence.
Yeah.
That guy's a monster.
Dude, I'm going to watch that, dude. I'm going to fucking get laid, and then I'm going to watch Aladdin. Because
Robin That's Williams, awesome. He's like a
The original one. Should I do it before, after, or during?
Well, he's a decent impressionist. He yeah. does a bunch of like It's so silly sad, voices. Man.
Hey, rest in peace, Robin Williams, dude.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself. Suicide's for pussies.
It's true. You have to.
I love Robin Williams, but and yes, that would make him a pussy. Unfortunately,
you should be forced to, you know, endure this existence like the rest.
100%, bro. That's like begging your mom to buy you like the new Pokemon game, and then you're playing it, and then you can't get
shit.
Past.
There we go.
You can't get past like the fourth gym leader, so you just like fucking rage quit and cry yourself to sleep for like two nights in a row, and then you just close your 3DS and you never play it again, and then you. Then you grow up and you go to high school. Anyway, but yeah.
Pussy behavior. Pussy
that
behavior.
Was not me speaking for
by the way. Austin, are you there?
Yeah, you grow up. Yeah, you grow up. You stop playing your DS. And if you find an adult man playing a DS, you go on a Zelda game and you throw all his bombs.
Yes. Yes.
And then you beat the fucking living shit
out of
them. I
never was really a big Zelda enjoyer, to be honest. I thought The Legend of Zelda.
I'm actually glad we were having audio issues because I was saying a lot of racist shit when you talked about Disney.
Wow.
Okay. That's awesome.
Well, welcome Austin, our handsome truth tonight. You guys know that guy on
Third
Twitter?
Appearance.
Handsome Truth?
Handsome Truth, you know who that is?
I don't use Twitter.
Bro, go look up Handsome Truth on Twitter right now.
Bro, I was going apeshit
on like
Twitter.
He's like an Omegle level, like he's like an Omegle status live streamer that's like stupid racist, does like all types of crazy shit that I'm not going to repeat
God.
Right now.
Oh God.
Fuck. Yeah, absolutely insane. He's just like, and then like, yeah, it's wild, bro. He don't give a fuck. He's got.
I have to make a Twitter, and I will never do that.
You don't like Twitter? What's your problem with Twitter?
I don't like. He's suspended. HTC censored.
No, wait. Twitter? Wait. What?
What?
Bro, we're in Trump's America. We
handsome,
can say faggot
truth?
Now.
Twitter isn't even Twitter anymore.
Yeah, it's ElonMusk.net.
No, is that true?
What's true? Who got banned?
No, I'm looking.
It's all about that blue sky, baby.
It's all, yeah, you're right. It's all about
are
blue
you,
ski.
Yeah, Austin, are you a Tumblr bitch? What's your deal? What's your social
They got
choice?
The best porn. Yeah, that's
Ooh,
where
that's
I got
fire,
all my porn.
Bro,
Tumblr.
I fuck with that.
Tumblr. I feel like
and make an upload, but we don't got to talk about that on here.
That's fucking insane, bro.
I can imagine you looking up like stage setups in your home and just looking like browsing through Pinterest. Trying to make like a stage at home to fucking perform, you know? I could see that. You could be a Pinterest girly. That'd be kind of cool.
Like a stand-up mic.
I'm getting bad bandwidth shit right now. You guys sound like distorted Snapchat filters right now.
I want you to be my little distorted
Here,
Snapchat
filter. Here, let me try the phone again.
My bad.
Oh, good Lord.
Good Lord. Well, that was a nice little punch-in from our friendly neighborhood.
Yeah,
Austin.
He came on. He
no, I was having
Twitter
I was having issues with the
Oh, I can hear him now.
Bluetooth?
Yeah, I can hear him now. Oh.
I was having issues with the Bluetooth. I had to like disconnect.
Hey, so we know this is the real Austin. Tell us something the only real Austin would know.
What game did I go see last night?
I wouldn't know.
Game? I don't know. What fucking hockey?
Ducks
hockey.
Game.
Ducks game.
Ducks game. And
the
Ducks?
Anaheim Cucks.
The Anaheim Cucks.
I fuck with
I think
that,
my
bro.
Dad's a Ducks fan.
I and made that, Keegan a vapor, bro. I'm so happy, bro. I'm
I've
so
I've been a vapor, but like that is gonna fuck me up. It's gonna make me sick later. I'm gonna be like a fucking
Ooh.
Ethiopian child who had too much to eat, which is an impossible thing. So I'm
hey,
not getting sick.
And when you have too much to eat and you don't got any room for normal soda, Zevia.
We're not Zevia. Sponsored by Zevia.
Yes, we
dude.
Are, bro. Stop.
Hold on, Austin. where are you at these days? Where are you at these days?
Surprise, Arizona.
Surprise, Arizona. You know, you meet any fucking kooky characters out there?
I've just been door dashing, man. So yeah, actually, shitty people who order McDonald's halfway across the city for $2.
That's fucking insane.
That's insane, bro. I'm sorry.
I leave their food like just far enough from their door to where they can't complain, but they have to walk a little bit.
You know, that's justice.
That is justice.
You're like Judge Dredd, dude. Dude,
I'm the DoorDash terrorist.
You're Judge Fed.
Judge Fed.
I make them feel bad. I make these shitty customers feel so bad because I word everything I say to them in such a way that's like, fuck you, but also it's you can't report aggressive. Me because the support's just going to read that and be like, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Right. You're riding the line, truly.
You have to have a couple of workarounds.
Wow.
Damn. Oh, if people order cases of water, I just say they don't have it.
That's fire, bro. How many times do you get that a day, bro? They ordered like 5 cases of water.
There's at least one, and you just, once you've done it long enough, you figure out all the little workarounds. You know which orders to decline.
Really?
You know which
neighborhoods
just ruin people's day.
Yeah, you know which neighborhoods not to go around because they're lower on the lower economic scale.
Okay, it's Surprise, Arizona. Everyone's on that scale.
And Peoria. Well, hey, people that order out, there's like a bumfuck Egypt.
I feel like this is a safe place to like admit. No, I don't even know if this is an admission, but I guess we got
another. No, I don't eat the fries. No, I don't eat their food.
No, that's actually
he just rubs his balls on.
What I was actually getting into is not at all connected to what we were talking about, but that's good information. I'm glad you're not one of those. One time, actually, I had a DoorDasher eat my food. And it was some of it, and I noticed it, and he was still parked in my driveway, like, when I noticed, and I ran out there, and, like, I was, like, shirtless and a pair of gym shorts and no socks and my Air Force Ones, and was banging on his window telling him to come outside and fight me. It was really bad. I was having a bad day.
That's pretty awesome.
But, yeah.
That's pretty chill.
And, yeah, I decimated my food all over his windshield.
I'd be broke as shit in Phoenix, and I DoorDashed a couple times before. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. This is a big-ass order. This could feed me for 3-4 days and just go home and take
the
fucking meal.
Hey, guess what? I, like, go out and just get my food.
Okay,
well,
tell
me
if this
is wrong.
You
get it for free.
Yeah, I don't get delivery.
A lot of the times, you just get an order, but you don't want your acceptance rate to drop. So you have to accept a shitty order. But then I just go to the store, I wait 10 minutes and say it's not ready, and then I unassign it.
Is that why you see fucking DoorDashers and like fucking food delivery guys just sitting in a fucking restaurant like
That's usually them saying like, you tip me like shit, but if I decline, I'm going to not get as many orders. So I'm just going to say it's not ready yet so I can unassign
it. What's an acceptable tip out there in Surprise?
Tip as long as I get $10, you could just go $10 all day in Havasu.
$10
all day?
That's
$3. $3.
This guy's eating spam.
We get $3. We get $3
spam.
Plus whatever the customer
like
tips
that.
Us.
Like
so
a
about
fetish
seven.
Ah, okay.
I usually go like $7 to $9, typically.
There you go.
But I don't deliver very often. So usually it's kind of a slutty thing. So I'm like, whatever, throw extra in the tip. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know what's evil? I got tipped like fucking 10 cents one time when I worked for Domino's.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, I left it.
Oh my God.
I got fucking pissed. So I left the dude's like food at the end of his driveway and like took the 10 cents out of my fucking change and threw it on top of his box and left.
And then he
ordered again because he's like, well, I guess my order didn't go through. And my coworker like walked up and saw that and he fucking like looked at like the receipt and was like, oh, that's why.
That's pretty.
So is that Jay Stain in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay Stain in the flesh.
So how's the streaming going?
It's pretty good, man. Are you talking about this or are you talking about the video stuff?
The Destiny thing on the last episode I just heard.
Was that Chris?
That was his brother.
Chris is streaming Destiny, I'm pretty sure. I'm almost certain, yeah.
Streaming Destiny, sucking cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going hard. Yeah, that's the wrong brother, though, but nice try.
Nice try. Exactly.
I fuck with that,
though. I'm about 3 Bud Light Platinum Seltzers deep
right now.
That's fire,
bro. Okay. No, that's cool, bro. I'm not even tripping, dude. I would love to play some Destiny right now.
I'm about 2 8 balls in.
I took a bong rip before I came here, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah.
Hey,
I just went on a
funny story
bender.
About before I came here. So I have a... about 4.5 foot monitor lizard. No, he's not that big. He's about 4 feet tall. I'm not tall. Goddamn.
Like he's not even 4 feet long.
He's almost there.
He's like 3.
And damn, you have a pet dat boy?
Yeah,
pretty much, bro. And so yeah, Guavo just does his thing, bro. He runs around, and I fucking opened up my fucking door. And so I also have a German Shepherd who's not living with me currently. He's like staying at my parents' house because they got a nice big backyard for him to run around in. You know what I mean? So anyway. When I had the dog, I had a problem all the time of just fucking the dog getting into trash and stuff like that. Not something you'd think a lizard was capable of. Well, to my avail, I was wrong. As soon as I got home, I opened my door to my bedroom, and I greeted to a trash bag exploded all over the ground, and my fucking pet lizard just hanging out on top of the bag like, oh, what's up, dude? I'm like, what the fuck? I called these two up. I'm like, y'all got to see this shit. This is fucking insane. And, yeah, I got to clean it up, and that was wild. So, yeah, I guess that's how I'm doing, just fucking.
Well, Guapa also took a big dump in your bathroom.
He also took a big dump in my bathroom. I didn't even bother cleaning it up. I had to put a paper towel over it. It's like, I'm going to deal with this later.
that's yeah, bachelor pattern.
I got to disagree about the Disney stuff you guys said.
Okay, here
like,
we go.
Why is the Little Mermaid black? Like, I say, like, turn it up. Like, make Snow White disabled and Asian.
I fuck with that, bro. I actually like that a lot.
She's just like,
go harder. They're not going hard enough. They're being too subtle about it.
Right. She's okay, like, I have a confession to make.
You need to help me.
I have a confession to make real quick before we get too sidetracked.
All right, make your confession, and I'm going to get back to being a disabled Chinese lady.
So, okay, this is good material. What if I want to make my confession as a disabled Chinese woman?
Well, then do it.
I'm doing it right now.
Are you in a wheelchair? Doesn't look like it.
I can be. Anyway.
disabled Chinese woman.
So, what if? Okay, I don't, and don't get... I am the legal drinking age. Exactly. I'm 21 years old, okay?
Really?
Yeah. I turned 22 in April.
You look great
April.
For 21.
No, I don't, bro. Don't even do that right now.
You look great for 40. Thank
you. So there's this chick, right? Who is 1 year older than me exactly. Okay? No bullshit. Okay. And so she wants to kick it, right? And she's talking about me buying alcohol. Is that fucked up?
How old is she?
Only a year younger than me. 20.
I mean,
is that
like,
fucked up?
I mean, like, on a legal standpoint,
I'll just tell her no. Yeah,
on a legal standpoint,
well, we're not the police. Okay, Officer Snodgrass. Like, I'm not fucking,
are you like,
fuck
oh,
you.
get her drunk and then, you know, is it immoral to do anything afterwards?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. That's different.
That is different.
A felony? Nah. Is she worth a felony?
No, okay, she's not fucking 16, buddy, so
no,
hold up.
Like, providing drinks for a minor.
Is she a minor, though?
According to drinking, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Fuck. But she's not like she doesn't have a guardian, obviously.
No,
she's 20.
Not.
She's fucking 20.
I don't
20.
Condone it, is all I'm going to say.
That's fine. No, that's cool. Like I just
don't condone it.
Yeah, okay. No, for sure.
I'd say, I don't, it's not, is that, I don't think it's immoral. I think it's stupid. You should probably want to trust someone more.
Right.
Get a couple hangouts in, and if they're cool, then do it.
Turns out she's a cop.
Yeah, she could be a narc. She could suck. You know, she probably, you know, blows. Whatever.
Woo!
Sorry.
Yeah, Skeeter Jean shows up.
Hey, Austin, can you tell us? Austin, you know, could you tell us, like, I feel like you have a funny one. I know you got, like, a funny little link-up story, bro. Come on.
This guy's probably got millions.
I have a funny breakup story.
Funny breakup story. Let's hear it, partner.
Heard.
I was a dishwasher and she was a server. So remember, dream big.
Dream big.
Like we hooked up for like a few weeks.
Real quick, did she like cocaine?
Before me, no. She had a kid and then she had to drop all her drugs.
Okay.
Just like she dropped her baby daddy.
I normally, when it's the dishwasher server combo, there's cocaine involved.
Here's the hookup story. She didn't want her kid that lived in her apartment, had his own room. She didn't want him to know that I was staying the night. And I stayed the night. I'm in the bed naked next to her and her door starts to open and it's her kid coming in and I run to her bathroom and I hide in there. He didn't know I was there and I peek through and he crawled into the bed with her. So now I'm just naked in this chick's bathroom.
Bro.
And an hour goes by and then I'm still like tired and hungover from the night. So I just sleep on the bathroom floor.
Naked?
Yeah, naked.
Oh my
That's
God,
fire, bro.
Dude.
And she sleeps in past her alarm because, you know, I dicked her down good.
Right.
And all I hear is, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And then she runs to the bathroom, opens it as fast as she can, hits me. And she's like, oh, what the fuck are you doing here? And then she, like, completely cuts off right there. And then she closes the door. And then we fuck in the shower. And then we have to, like, formulate a plan to, like, have her kid not know that I was there.
I had a funny story similar to that. I was
pretty good.
I was handling some business in the lovely city of Coachella Valley, California.
Mm. God, I fucking hate Coachella.
I was seeing this chick. I was doing my thing under the sheets, you know, and I had like a, I had this, like the door creaks open and I get like a mommy, I threw up. Like,
oh no.
And I was like, whoa, I didn't even know there was a kid there, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. I literally just grabbed my shit and left. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Bro.
It was so weird, bro. I was like, I don't know if it was like the kid or like a little bro. I don't know what it was. It was very strange.
Huh. Well, interesting. Huh.
Well, Javen, you fucked a couch.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was a good story.
Oh, does Austin know about his hairbrush fucking?
Yeah, he knows about the hairbrush.
Yeah, he's listened to the show.
Yeah.
This guy's a real G.
This is not the first time the hairbrush.
No,
this guy's the biggest Patreon supporter.
Yeah, the I'm one of the conspirators. That's what you guys call your fans, I suppose, or sympathizers. Sure.
Felons.
Sympathizers.
The future jury, please, God.
Please, God, help us.
Hopefully, the Patreon will be in our jury.
Right.
No, I was fucking my ex-girlfriend on the couch, and I, after going at it for like 15 minutes, I eventually discovered the new area of the vagina. I'm like, whoa, this feels completely different. What the fuck is this? And I was getting more into it up until I found out that I actually slipped out and then was just fucking the couch.
That's fire, bro. Dab me up. That's fire. Did you hear that? Did he hear that? Get it close to the mic. Get the fucking...
You thought you found Narnia in her pussy?
Yeah, there we go.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah, yeah. And then she was just like,
"What the fuck?"
That's I didn't even realize this until she looks up. She's just like, "I don't even think you're in me." I'm like, "Wait, what the fuck?" I look down.
Damn,
I'm
that's like the men's worst nightmare to hear.
I don't know if you're in me.
Yeah, and then she's like, "It's
fucking slut."
She's just so
it's 5 inches.
She's so
it's
dope.
It's 5 inches. You fucking
six
slut.
Inches,
bitch.
6 inches.
I hate
couch.
You. I hate you. Get out of my house. It's not small.
Yeah, she's like, well, she's like, it felt kind of good regardless.
It's cold now.
Well, at least she was nice about it.
Oh, she was sweet. Yeah, she didn't like fucking.
I don't have like a bad like hookup story, like, but I do have one where I had a moment where I had an ex-girlfriend, like, you know, we got home after drinking and I like laid down in bed next to her and she turns to me and she's like, I love you. And I go, that's cool. And I get up and I crawled my way into the bathroom, threw up, and then she like left me on the bathroom floor and I woke up like with my feet hanging over the tub and like just sprawled out on my back like
bro.
At 6 a.m. and I was like, this
naked?
Fucking bitch. What?
You were naked?
No, I was completely clothed because I had just got home and laid down. She's like, I love you. And I was like, that's cool.
That's fire.
Just like,
wait, is this a hookup thing?
I want to
no,
go.
No, this is like when I was in a relationship.
Oh
like,
my
she
God.
Said, she said, I love you. And I was just like, that's cool.
Hey, I kind of want to go round table like style. What's the longest you've fucked for? I feel like I have the record. I want to start with Javen.
Oh,
I know he'd
I've had one
fucking.
Girlfriend and she got kind of annoyed when it lasted more than like 15, 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
she,
sad.
She didn't like that. So, yeah, 20 minutes.
That's fucked up. Sorry, bro.
That's all right.
I think, like, 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours? God damn. Yeah.
Now, is that multiple rounds, or is that, like, the once it's
that's,
in?
That's my question like, before I answer. Are we talking rounds or one bust?
I'm talking one fucking, like...
Mega nut.
One nut?
One nut wonder.
Okay, if
how
I'm
long?
Go...
How long is the song Headstrong by Trapped?
it's about 3 hours long, but I had it on repeat, so I lost the plot.
Sure.
So if we're talking this one in and out go, there's one time, bro, with my not so lovely ex-girlfriend, not my most current ex-girlfriend, but just a girlfriend
right.
of mine.
Sure.
Fucking I pressed play on the Chris Brown discography on iTunes and just went after it, bro.
Nice.
And it was probably about almost 3 hours, bro.
Yeah,
I'm talking I was hitting I was doing tricks full. I had legs up, fucking...
Yeah.
Dude, it was nuts,
and
bro.
Then he realized the discography switched to R. Kelly while he was, you know,
I'll fuck
with
some R. Kelly, bro. I'm gonna fuck, dude. Dude,
yeah,
of course I'd fuck with some...
It played Freaky Friday with Lil Dicky, and that's when you came.
No, the song that I like climaxed to was Under the Influence by Chris Brown. Just look that up.
Wow. I don't know if I want to listen to the song that you busted to.
I'll play
I'll
it.
Pass it.
We don't want to get copyright stripped.
Yeah, dude.
I'm playing it. Dude. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, Chris Brown.
Completely copyright stricken.
Completely fucked, dude.
I fuck with that, bro. Or like then, some bro. One now, yeah. My most current ex, who you know, bro. I was dude. She would be. She's like throwing some SZA. I'm like, all right, bet.
Okay.
SZA, some SZA, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, or like Party Next Door, The Weeknd, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that That's good.
It's always good to fuck to some music, bro. You don't do that, you're fucking sick, dude. You guys are
listening to this right now, and she's spit out her. She's listening to this right now, and she spit out her cereal. Like, what?
Yeah, because she's listening to a podcast while they have sex.
He's like, he said what word?
Bro, a podcast while having sex?
I would do
that's
it.
That's crazy word.
Wild. Listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, the Joe Rogan Donald Trump
efficient.
Interview.
That's efficient as fuck.
Well, that's interesting because trans people.
Shut
are
up,
actually-
bitch! I gotta listen to Donald Trump talk about like how he like I don't know like loves dudes in the Air Force because they're sexy.
Pause. This is a good part. This is when Edward Snowden talks about how we're getting fucked.
Listen, I love pilots. They're so sexy. I want to have sex with them.
Exactly. Dude, that's
listen,
wild.
Hey, man, my Uber driver, he shot the president.
What was his name?
Oh, man. I'd fuck to the Bob Lazar podcast.
He was all No Leg Dan.
No Leg Dan.
No Leg Dan, dude.
No, I'd have sex to, like, if we're going to have sex to a podcast.
Yeah.
Probably Come Town is too obvious.
That's a
that's
rough
too
one.
Obvious.
You really want to hear while fucking busting?
Yeah.
Do we lose the call?
No.
Oh, okay.
My bitch wife is calling me.
God damn it. Get her on the show.
No. Listen, I hate women.
She's stranded, she needs help.
Yeah, no, if I was gonna have sex to a podcast.
Well, Austin, if you were gonna have sex to a podcast, what would it be?
Shit, we fucked to The Office a lot, so
that's
wow.
Actually fire. That's fire.
Anyone from The Office have a podcast? Ed Helms, maybe?
I know Pam and fucking the blonde chick, they have a podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be close enough.
Yeah, all right. That's cool. That's cool. Not like a true crime. You wouldn't fuck to a true crime podcast. This woman is being brutally stabbed.
I've been thinking about it. I might have sex with a Hawk to a podcast.
That might be kind of interesting. That's degeneracy.
The Whitney Cummings episode specifically.
Dude, that's satanic. That's blood sex.
That's demonic.
That's nasty. Ooh, that'll summon a demon. That'll fucking summon something nasty.
Have you ever had sex with a chick on her period?
Yeah, it wasn't really. Really?
No, the longest relationship I had was like 6 months, and that was when I had a job where I was gone 2 weeks.
That's the
and then I was back for
case.
A week, and I just lucked out, dude.
Damn,
well, that's pretty baller, honestly. I mean, listen, you don't need to see her every day, every week.
Listen, I've done it multiple times.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I did it. I don't know. I've done it a couple.
It doesn't weird
like,
me
once,
out.
Twice.
It doesn't weird me out.
I didn't think it
as
would.
Long as I don't have to eat pussy, I'm fine.
No, I know, but like, or, yeah, right. That's different, obviously. I pulled it out and saw blood on there, and it like literally immediately went soft. I'm like, oh, that's kind of shocking. I don't think I'd care, but I do. Hmm. It's bizarre.
You know, I smell iron, and I'm like, this is awesome.
Well, you're vampiric. You like a little blood.
I'm like, I have a.
That's like you're eating out the Iron Giant.
Yeah.
Hogarth, I'm about to bust. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. The audio's scrambled again.
Damn it, dude.
Oh, shit.
God damn it. They fed tapped our shit, dude.
Dude, the feds are listening.
The fucking feds.
You know, I am on a watch list.
That's fire, bro.
Yeah, I'm still waiting
too,
for the Rolex to show up.
Guess why.
Yeah, it sounds like Stephen Hawking glitching out.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
That sucks.
Well, we're about to end this anyways.
What are we at? That's not too bad, dude.
Well, shit, fucking Austin, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dog.
We appreciate your Asian disabled Snow White take the most.
Yeah,
sure.
No, you got some good fucking one-liners in you. You know?
I think he's got No, he's got to do like the Peter Griffin. She's like,
ah. Yeah. We have to talk way slower so we can hear
us. Austin, can you hear us?
If you talk like that, yes. It sounds like I'm talking like okay. I'm like a Michael Keaton and this is white noise.
White.
Thank you
for coming on to the show.
Separate it. You're a fucking retard. Anyway.
Am I being fucking activated right now?
Yeah, dude, you're the only sleeper cell we have.
Help us, Austin. You're our only hope.
Austin, I need you to run promotional material for the show. I need you to brainwash everybody at the comedy store.
I know you're doing a bit, but it's just undecipherable enough.
Oh, shit.
All right. I can hear a bit, we love you, Austin. We
all right, bye,
love
Austin.
You.
Bye. Goodbye, Austin.
But yeah, anyway, just a quick little recap. Yeah, so Sonic was pretty good, dude.
Yep.
I like how this started with Sonic and somehow ended with hairbrushes and
yeah. Anyways,
Snow
I'm
fucking.
Nice to I'm circling back. I'm hyped to see Rouge the Bat
after.
They have to do like Sonic Forces, like you know, cinematic universe. This and like then I can kill myself because then they've ruined.
How do
everything
they bring
I
those characters
about.
In? Though.
That's true.
Who the fuck created Metal Sonic? Can we just touch on that real quick?
I don't remember who fucking like I don't remember the names of these fucking Japanese dudes who made the.
No,
fucking
not
games.
Who. Okay, not like who created.
Listen,
Pikachu.
I'm not that autistic.
In the lore, like what? Who? Like how does Metal Sonic come about?
I've read about this. It was like a subsidiary of Bad Dragon that specializes in metal dildos.
Right.
What?
They expanded.
Expanded.
The expanded metal Sonic dildo universe.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Because its original intention was as a sex toy.
Can we get a sponsorship for baddragon.com?
That's true.
Shout out baddragon.com for giving
yeah,
bad
no,
bitches.
I think overall, what are we going to give it? Let's hear your. Can we get a 1 out of 10 rating? Out of 1 through one out of 10 Javens.
Okay.
How many Javens?
Obviously, it's not fucking cinema, but even as a summer movie, I'd say fucking, you know, 6.
The summer
it's
movie
not
that
even
came
a summer
out.
Movie.
No, I get it, but like,
but
you know, the summer action
it.
Film.
Right.
Just a fun, stupid movie. I'd say it was like a fucking 6, 7.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Fair.
Yeah.
It has
I'd
cool
say,
action, but not that cool.
Some of the dialogue was kind of fucking retarded.
Yeah,
it
was like, yeah.
No one
I will say like
moves,
8, because like, it is like a fucking decent movie.
Mm-hmm. No,
overall.
I will say 6. I'll say 6.
There's a lot of fucking fan service in there, which is fucking a given with a movie like of that vein.
Sure, yeah.
That genre.
Because anything that had to do with like the family, I'm like, bro, I want to
yeah, when it was
myself.
Like, it's about family.
Family.
Good old-fashioned American family.
We need
values.
Family, Jamie.
It's like, no, fucking kill them.
No,
blow them up.
It was...
I was actually kind of excited when the Tom dad guy was about to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, are they going to kill him?
That'd
be
like,
so
oh,
sick.
Shit.
It would have been kind of cool. It was a good drama.
Dude, right. That would be, but nope.
Yeah, no, wait. Okay, so fucking Sonic is willing to go and be friends with Shadow, not knowing how Tom's doing in the hospital. He could be dead.
Right.
He could come back and
that's
Shadow killed
point.
Him.
He just like, he like.
You were about to end this and we weren't going to touch these
I know,
substantial.
I know. He pretty much like pulled a Steven Universe Naruto talk no jutsu on his ass. And
yeah.
Was like, you have to realize. Dude.
But dude, I mean like
dude, you have to realize we have to get the soap shoes and go snowboarding and fucking, you know, get all the fucking colorful characters together. Come on, Shadow. Don't you realize
man,
we have
I mean,
merchandise to
yeah.
sell, Shadow.
See, I get that. That's
Shadow,
sick.
There's Funko Pops. We have
yeah,
to fucking
that'll be
make
on
marketable
the Blu-ray
the
edition of
man.
The movie.
That makes enough sense for my cynical brain.
So yeah, so 1 out of 10 Javens, where are you going?
5, 6.
6?
8. What do you give it?
8? For what? What's your qualification?
Yeah.
Childhood retardation.
God, you're such a nostalgia bait, motherfucker.
I hate it. That's why I hate it.
Yeah.
You gave it an 8.
Yeah, exactly.
You gave it an 8.
I hate it because I love it.
An 8 out of what? 20?
It's like my girlfriend. I hate her, but I love her.
Well, that's nice. It's nice that you fuck. Right,
yeah.
Anyway,
Justin, I think
your take is sophisticated and not done by a dumb mind.
I'm just doing it to bait you guys.
Well, it's working.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is working, Keegan.
I'm
hey, say fuck you on 3. 1, 2, 3. Fuck
you.
You.
Suck
fuck
my
you.
Fuck
little
you.
Little nuts.
Fuck
you.
Fucking asshole, dude.
Little giblets. Little
giblets.
My balls. They
anyway, so 1 out of 10 giblets. I give Sonic 5 giblets. I don't
you
know.
Were just mad because yeah. You didn't see any actual like furry porn on the fucking
okay,
screen.
Okay.
That's why.
No, the action wasn't fucking. It was like whatever.
It was whatever,
it
was dude.
I mean, it was cool.
They
come
had
cool
on,
moments.
Keegan. Yeah, there was cool moments for sure.
When
like,
Shadow's on the fucking truck and it's
when he's
on
the,
fire.
Yeah, when Shadow's like on the
yeah.
bike and just pulls out a fucking like pistol strap
no,
out
yeah,
of nowhere
that,
and he's like,
I'm
fuck
about,
with me.
What I'm talking about is like that was all fan service. Like the fucking bike, you know, from the fucking game. The gun.
Yeah.
Like everyone was like, well, Shadow's gonna get a fucking gun. He's gonna shoot Sonic.
Yeah.
But even like the editing on that fucking like motorcycle chase scene, it was so schizophrenic.
Or how like, right. I leaned over to Jave and I'm like, bro, there's no way that bike goddamn does the fucking
yeah.
But like the scene
some
where
stock
he, the
R6
scene...
like Yamaha just does a fucking 180 up a skyscraper.
Right.
Like yeah, suck
sure.
My dick.
Right. But that
dude.
Whole scene where he's like fucking walking up on the burning car and then like Sonic like falls down like you know on his fucking face, like
yeah.
while shadows behind him is like from
that's
the
straight
intro.
From the game.
It's,
yeah.
it's straight from the intro of the game.
That's why it was like it was a good part.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, I'll be honest. Some of the fucking cinematography was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
When it went from Shadow's eye to the fucking what was it? The marshmallow.
You know
that
what? You know
shot,
what?
It was pretty
you know
good.
Okay, I take it back. I'm gonna give it 6.5 giblets out of 10.
6.5.
Because I
you
did
like it more
I
than
did
me?
Like the fan servicing. I did like that. I liked Keanu Reeves as Shadow. I liked the fucking that Shadow was toting the fucking Switch.
Mm-hmm. Was pretty baller.
That shit was sick.
Well, you're a colorful bunch, yeah. but none of you are black.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I wish you would have said that. And you sound just like him, bro.
Where's
too.
Where's the diversity on your team?
We're making guacamole. Damn it.
Dark guacamole.
I'm mad that they didn't make him cuss and say, "Damn it."
I know that would have been sick,
that
would have
been the cherry on top of the movie. Damn it.
You know how much they're going to pay Keanu Reeves to come back for the fourth one?
They didn't have the aliens.
He's going to have like three lines of dialogue. Watch.
Yeah. Right. He's just going to say, yeah.
I'm also mad that they didn't have like the aliens or whatever, but that's going to come later on, I know.
Oh, for
and, like,
oh
I'm
my
just,
God.
No, I'm waiting for the line.
He can't wait
no,
for the
listen,
MCU
listen,
Sonic.
I'm just waiting for the line for him to fucking be like, these damn black creatures.
That's how you say that in the game.
Yeah, that's from like the Shadow of the Hedgehog standalone game. He's like, these damn black creatures are everywhere.
God, I hate black
damn
creatures.
But you wanna wrap this up in the Shadow voice?
Damn it, this show sucks.
I'll do the new voice.
I hate this show.
I hate these black creatures.
Completely compromised guacamole.
Who gave them the audio equipment?
Is the economy so bad in your city you have to strap up with a fucking microphone?
Guacamole.
Fags.
I bet.
I liked when he said guacamole. That was my favorite. Part.
Yeah, he was like. It's revenge guacamole.
Yeah. I actually, that was, you know what? Yeah, six and a half giblets earns it, bro. The revenge
just
guacamole.
For the vengeance guac?
Yeah.
Vengeance guac. Is that what he
guac.
Said? Is he said vengeance or
vengeance
revenge?
Guac,
revenge,
right?
Revenge guac.
Or I guess so, yeah. So what's like our that. Collective score then? If we like, I did 6.5, 7, 8. So that's about 7. That's an average 7.
Yeah, that's an average 7. Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3, completely compromised scores at 7 out of 10.
Okay. Hey, pirate it.
Pirate it.
Don't
honestly,
spend
don't,
$20.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, that's the advice for anything. Pirate it, pirate the show, pirate fucking whatever. Who gives a shit?
Dude, if we ever get a Patreon and we're trying to bilk money out of the public, pirate our shit.
And then
steal
clip farm it.
Steal our shit.
Clip farm it so
Bear
more people
shit,
see
sorry.
It. So more people see it and then we get more revenue.
Yeah.
Because that's
no,
how that
good.
Whole fucking machine works.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Fucking copy our shit. We don't give a fuck. All of our assets are stolen anyway. We don't give a fuck.
With
no,
that being
not,
said,
no, they're not.
And
no, they're not.
Gentlemen,
revenge guacamole.
That was good. That's a good impression. It's a decent one.
Damn it.
Damn it.
I can do like the,
I can do
the
it
game
again.
Version.
Revenge guacamole.
That's pretty good.
Damn it.
Damn it.
These damn black creatures stole this audio equipment.
Revenge guacamole.
I like how you leaned into the actual, like.
I was waiting for you to press the button. Revenge guacamole.
Now I'm not going to do it because it's.
Revenge guacamole.
He never does what you want.
Yeah.
Revenge guacamole.
Sonic.
Revenge
listen,
guacamole.
We got to blow up the Arasaka Tower. What are you, a fucking pussy? We're going to make 9/11 look like some wiener shit.
Is 9/11 accurate? Is like, did that happen in the Sonic universe? It had to have.
God, I love Hitler.
No, but they did blow up the moon.
They did
which
do
is,
that.
Which is, I yeah. think, far worse. that throws off the fucking axis of the planet
no,
entirely.
No, dude, literally,
that's
oceans don't
worse.
Have waves anymore.
No, yeah.
Like,
they
there's no waves.
They destroyed the Earth. They're like, if it blows up, we're going to have radioactive rain and shit. And then it's like... Fuck it. Blow up the moon.
Yeah, and
there's
going to
be
accident.
Tsunamis and this fucking vortex of fucking radioactive shit in the sky.
Yeah, I think
fuck
I would have gone with the radioactive shit in the sky before the moon, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right.
Shadow should have just
all
been...
Right, well,
yeah, all right,
well, revenge guacamole.
Damn it.